Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're off to Canada, to Ontario, to speak with our colleague Charles Burton of Synopsis about news that keeps tumbling, of the challenge to the leadership of Justin Trudeau, who has been prime minister at least since 2015, and his family was prime minister before that, his father. Mm-hmm. So this is a tradition in the Trudeau family, and yet it does appear that in the parliament, the prime minister has alienated or at least upset his own party, let alone the opposition and the party that provides him the votes he needs to form a minority government. Charles, a very good evening to you. We spoke of the initial resignation of the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who was also the Finance Minister, leading to applause for Chrystia Freeland. And now, according to the FT morning report from London, members of the Prime Minister's family and party, members of his party, have turned against him and suggest it's time for him to go. Can you help me update? What does that mean that the party's turning on him? Is there a mechanism to force him out? Good evening to you.
There is no mechanism within the Canadian parliamentary system to remove the leader of a party. They don't have any leadership review process. And so the members of parliament could only exhort Mr. Trudeau to resign. The other possibility would be an election to be held, to be forced through a vote of non-confidence, and the party, which is currently supporting the minority Liberals, the New Democratic Party, the socialists in Canada, could vote against the government, and the government would fall, and an election would be called, and Mr. Trudeau would be very unlikely to succeed himself as prime minister, as the polls indicate that the Liberal Party could, in fact, go into fourth position, the Conservatives having a majority, the separatist Bloc Québécois being the official opposition, and then the Socialists third and the Liberals possibly fourth, in which case there would be a leadership convention that would remove Mr. Trudeau. But Mr. Trudeau showing no signs of leaving. He gave a very upbeat speech last night where he said that, it's common for families like the Liberal Party to have arguments over the holidays and that they resolve them. And one wonders if, when Parliament is currently in recess for Christmas, when the Parliament comes back in January, would he prorogue Parliament, which is a process by which the Prime Minister announces to the Governor General, the representative of Canada's head of state, King Charles III, that the parliamentary agenda has been fulfilled and Parliament is suspended until such time as the government comes up with a new legislative agenda. So he could delay everything in Parliament until about March, say, and then return with a new mandate, a new speech from the throne, and perhaps making it so late in the game that the party couldn't really remove him as leader, as there must be an election by October 2025 constitutionally. So it's looking pretty bad, frankly. And, it would be unfortunate if there was no Parliament of Canada sitting when President Trump comes into office and may implement various measures to the disadvantage of Canada, such as a 25% tariff against all Canadian imports into the United States.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, is this a dispute among various people in Ottawa disconnected from the Canadian population? Or do the people of Canada, are they following this closely and making their views known?
I mean, I think it's a dispute between the finance minister, who Chrystia Freeland, as she was, or the former finance minister, who committed to not allow the national deficit to go over $40 billion. And in fact, due to profligate spending on the part of the prime minister, I think informed by the prime minister's office, the deficit has gone up to $62 billion. And, the finance minister opposed a scheme which has been implemented to take the value-added tax, known as the GST in Canada, off an assortment of bizarre products: Christmas trees, children's toys, alcoholic beverages under 7% alcohol, but wine being accepted, and so on. And then there was a proposal on the part of the government that all Canadian citizens who paid who have an income of less than $150,000 would receive a check for $250 for God knows what reason. I mean, this kind of transparent manipulation of public opinion has gone over like a lead balloon. I think that I'd certainly be quite happy to go and buy some wine at 13% discount because the tax is off on wine until February. But it certainly wouldn't change my vote. And it's seen as a cynical ploy on the part of a heavy-handed prime minister's office that is completely out of touch with the thinking of Canadians, who are more concerned about a lagging economy, high interest rates, difficulty in obtaining housing, far too many immigrants admitted into Canada, and these other very significant life issues that are not resolved by removing the GST and also junk food. Candy would not be taxed for Christmas. Aside from which, what about all the Canadians that don't celebrate Christmas? Are we going to have, a discount on the tax for Eid, Diwali, and Hanukkah? I don't know. The whole thing was just completely nuts. And then the Prime Minister expected Ms. Freeland to announce this policy and support it as the Finance Minister on Monday, and then she would be replaced on Wednesday, giving the impression that she is responsible for the high deficit. Well, Chrystia Freeland didn't buy into that and issued an absolute blistering letter that I think has doomed the Prime Minister's future career, if he had any anyway.
Charles, unresolved questions from 23, 24. When and if there's an election, there will be one, and I understand the opposition is in a strong position now, according to the polls. Will there be pursuit of the unfinished inquiries about China intervention, interference, influence peddling, bribery, surveillance, hacking? All of that is hanging fire the last time we talked about it. Will that be pursued, to your understanding? Is it useful to continue to ask those questions?
Well, the Foreign Influence Commission under Justice Marie-Josée Hogg is an independent commission, and she has pledged to provide a report on these matters that you mentioned at the end of January. That will still exist. But if Parliament is not sitting, if it's prorogued, the report could well disappear into the back of a filing cabinet and never be heard from again. Moreover, there was legislation, Bill C-70, that was passed in June, which is supposed to establish a permanent foreign influence commissioner and a registry of persons who are receiving benefits from a foreign state. The government has not acted on this legislation. So the question really would be, what will happen when there's a change of government? Will they act on any recommendations that Justice Hogg has provided? And her commission was considerably hobbled by revelations that the Liberal government was withholding thousands of relevant documents that should have been released to her. And will the legislation be implemented in a way that we will actually see names on a registry of persons who are receiving benefits from a foreign state, and see persons who are receiving benefits from a foreign state that have hidden that information subject to a judicial process? This is very much in question, and whether there will be a significant change in Canada's China policy under a Conservative government is difficult to discern, as that party has really not articulated their foreign policy positions to date, as I think saying nothing is the best way to maintain a very high lead in the polls.
There was a story, though, that linked directly to the Trudeau Foundation, his brother, and to the Prime Minister. A story, that's all. Is that going to be pursued?
Well, I think that there has been there was a report of the National Committee of Parliamentarians, on Security and Intelligence Committee of Parliamentarians, where it is suggested that there were 11 Canadian parliamentarians who, as the report put it, wittingly or unwittingly, were under the influence of China, plus 13 staffers. But the government has seen fit not to release the names of those parliamentarians who could well be running in the next election. And there are questions as to whether among those 11, the name of a cabinet minister, Mary Ng, would appear, or indeed if the prime minister's name has been identified by the security agencies of being, possibly putting it well, unwittingly under the influence of a foreign government.
We have 30 seconds, Charles, 30 seconds.
If that comes out and it shows that Mr. Trudeau has had some improper relations with a foreign state, then that will really put the fat in the fire.
Charles Burton of Synopsis from Ontario, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Questions to be answered in the new year.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.